This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
This episode of the KMP Show is brought to you by OtterBox. Save up to 40% when you shop popular iPhone and Samsung Galaxy cases at OtterBox.com. Hurry, these savings won't last long. Visit voicesofwrestling.com/OtterBox today. That's voicesofwrestling.com/OtterBox. Welcome everybody to the KMP Show, episode number 11. I am your host, John Playtech.
He's got AIDS.
And with me as always is my good friend, your good friend, everybody's good friend, Mr. Rich Craich.
Basically, fuck you.
You thought I was going Mike Francesa.
Because I can't see your board, so I don't know what.
No, see.
So I was curious. What was going to be dropped for me?
It's a mystery. And I was thinking about this.
And you didn't sing the Randy Orton song? Where that was the wide open right there. Or not the Randy Orton, the Evolution.
Which one is that?
You ever remember the YouTube? Look it up there. Evolution. The Ric Flair, Triple H, Batista, Randy Orton.
Okay. I don't know. Can we play that?
That's fine.
I don't think it'll. No, it won't come through on my.
Damn it. Well, everybody knows.
Damn it. All right. We'll look it up later.
And then
we'll,
I can't properly do like the Lemmy voice. So you can't like sing Motorhead. You can't right. be like, it's like that Motorhead. Because yeah. you can't sing Motorhead without singing it in that voice.
Right. You know what I mean? Can't. Like, there's because there's no singing. That's not singing.
Right. I can't be like,
it's time to play the game.
Yeah. Like, it's not singing. Like, it's time to play the game.
I'll show you how to play it. Something, something.
Yeah, you know, like, I can't do that. Because it's like, they're like, what song are you doing? You're like, they're like, oh, Motorhead, right, yeah.
You know, I just had a great idea. That would be a great YouTube series, is a cappella versions of wrestling theme songs.
Right.
But just the ones with the words. Because obviously you can't do, like, Stone Cold.
Like, Ass Man. You do Ass Man.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'm an ass man. And then you'd have, like, the, you know, the rhythm section
yeah,
and
right.
stuff. Yeah, that'd be great.
It's got to be, like, a cat or something.
Right. And then, and then, of course, you could do the Road Dogg intro, the DX intro.
You're right, right.
And then that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Although I don't think there wasn't really music to that after he did his whole thing. It was just like boom, 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 boom. It was just like
the rest of the actual DX.
No, the Road Dogg DX when Road Dogg
came out. The New Age Outlaws.
Yeah, the New Age Outlaws. I always forget.
Yeah, it was just like.
Yeah, it's just a guitar riff the whole time.
Yeah, no, there's nothing. I'm trying to think. No,
the Mankind one wouldn't work either.
No,
a lot of them. Do you smell what the... No, the Rock's wouldn't work
that
either.
That one would be... That, you could do that one, but it'd be like, do you smell what the Rock is cooking? Yeah. The Rock says...
The Rock says... Yeah, you couldn't do that.
The Rock says...
You could do John Cena's. You could do...
Know
you
your
can't
role.
See me.
Right, it'd be like...
Then shut your damn mouth.
It's just you sitting there for 3 minutes going, the Rock
waiting.
Says...
Yeah.
The Rock says...
The Rock says, know your role. And shut your damn mouth. Welcome to the KMP Show, episode number 11. You can follow the show at KMP.
See, we're not a non-wrestling show there.
Yeah.
Jerks.
I texted you the other day. I watched Y2AJ. I watched that tag match on Raw.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
The fall of Y2AJ.
Yeah.
You saw it before I did. I
was watching it live. You see, we were supposed to record that night.
Yeah, right.
And then you didn't show up, and Raw was in Chicago, and I was like, oh, I bet he's at Raw. Like, I bet, like, you know, Michelle surprised him with tickets to Raw. I thought that's where you were.
I watch enough wrestling. I don't think she's going to be like, here's more. I'm going to go with you this time, too. Though she's a closet wrestling fan now.
Yeah.
I've converted her. It's pretty great.
So what, like, it's like you catch her looking at porn, and she'll, like, come in and just be like, oh, no, I was watching.
Yeah, well, she'll, like, share videos with me on Facebook. No. Be like, oh, I thought you would like this. I'm like, okay.
Like, and you don't? Do you like it or not?
Oh, of course I do. It's any wrestling. I don't care. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. It can be anything.
So it's not one of those where it's like, oh, I got you this. Like, I know you're into this, and it's the shittiest version of this thing.
Oh,
that you
yeah,
like.
No, no, it's pretty solid. She knows. She watches right. enough. She has to because okay. like, I have to review all like the pay per views or whatever for the website. So she ends up falling asleep during all of them. So I think versus you know that way when she
right right
when she comes to, she's like, what did Dean Ambrose lose? And you don't know. And she knows all the stories and everything. Yeah. So she's got it all going.
Yeah, I watched a. Jericho looks slow, man.
Well, he's an old man who enjoys cocaine. So that.
Oh, really?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh.
He's gotta be 40 plus, yeah, right? or maybe 39, right? I'm gonna go 39 as my Jericho. No, you know what? I could see him being 40. 41.
I have the answer.
41.
He's 45.
45?
Born November 9th, 1970. Jeez. Okay, that explains
being
slow.
So you're allowed to be kind of slow when you're 45. Yeah.
There was some time I was watching the match, and he's setting up for like the Enziguri or the you know, the Lion Salt, and it's just like he took a while to get up to
speed.
Yeah,
he's still a smart worker, but yeah, you can tell it's just like the things that used to come like natural. Or
right. Kinda. It would be 1-2 gallops into the second rope to do the Lion Salt. Now it's like three or four little like pedals to...
And really grabbing out of that top rope to make sure he doesn't slip.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can do it.
But that was a good show. I figured you were there, but
no, I wasn't. I stopped going to 3 hour Raws because they're 3 hours, and like being there live. Like, so we went a few years ago, maybe 2 years ago, and I took. So it was me and my buddy Dan, and then somebody else was supposed to go with us, but they bailed out at the last minute,
mm-hmm.
So I was with Michelle and I said, do you want to go to Raw? And she was like, oh God. And I was like, no, it's fun or whatever. This when she was still like kind of a new, like we were still kind of new in the relationship or
okay.
whatever. And I was like, no.
Had you showed her your wrestling side yet?
She knew, but she hadn't like fully been to a show or whatever.
And I was she
like,
hadn't seen the Beast.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. She knew, but she hadn't seen the Beast yet. So then I brought her there and like, it's just torture. A 3 hour Raw is because you watch the screen half the time.
Oh.
So you've got commercial breaks. So you get these matches and they're fine. They're in the ring. They're doing whatever. But the commercial breaks are awful. Because like you're in the middle of a match and all of a sudden they're on the...
Right, one guy gets thrown to the outside. And you're like, commercial break.
And then what'll happen is they'll roll back in and they immediately get in a headlock. And those fuckers don't do a thing while they're on commercial. The worst is they'll do something where somebody enters the ring and then they go to commercial.
Okay.
What sucks is that guy has to just kind of sit there and like in the ring with his like hands on his hips while the arena goes dark and they show some fucking terrible commercial on the screen.
Oh, so they
or whatever.
Actually go dark during
they
the commercial
break. They go dark
breaks.
Sometimes. Yeah. If they're trying to show something on the screen or whatever. And then the worst part is the lights will go back on and then that guy's music plays again. And then he's got to be like, because it always looks like, what the fuck was that guy doing for the last like 4 minutes? Just like singing the ring, being like, yeah,
woo!
My music. Like, and then, like, you can tell when they're stalling for time, whether either they're going to commercial or... And then there's, like, so much backstage stuff that you sit there and you're just staring at a screen. And it's like, I'm not paying $70
right.
to go to the all-shit arena
stare
at a screen.
Looked
like,
bad. It looked bad. It looked in bad shape on Raw.
That arena's seen...
Like, if I can see the wooden planks that make up your rafters...
And I do love that arena because it's a very loud arena
mm-hmm.
because it's so super tiny and there's one exit. It's two exits, I believe. And, the rows also go like 30 deep.
Okay.
Now, you've been there before.
Yes, I've been there a few times, yeah.
So my buddy once bought tickets to some wrestling event or whatever and was mm-hmm. like, all right, we're in seats like 16 and 15. We're right on the edges or 14 and 15 or whatever. He's like, good, we can, you know, get up and get out all we want or whatever. So we get there and I'm thinking, oh, cool, that's awesome. So mm-hmm. we get there, I'm counting. I'm like, oh, no, we're smack dab in the middle. So, and you can't, I mean, 15 seats you got to walk by to get out of the row. And it's
right.
Like, no one's going to watch. Everyone's like, oh, these guys again. I'm like,
I'm sorry, I got to pee.
Yeah, and then like, I had to pee so bad. No, because like, when I know that I can't leave easily, that makes it worse.
Right, because then
if
you're
I'm on
thinking
the row,
about.
I'll never have to pee. I'll be like, no, I'm good. Whenever I need to go, I'm mm-hmm. good to go. But I'm at the 15. I'm like, I don't know.
Because then you're
starts.
Thinking about
yeah,
not
right.
peeing. You're thinking about like, okay, I can't pee because if I have to pee, I got to get up and I got to move.
The
and
second
I gotta...
you do that, you got to pee.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you're like, I haven't drank any water all day. I'm licking. I only have salt. I'm just.
Right. Yeah. Well.
I'm balls deep in a tub of popcorn. Why am I still
there? And that popcorn, that gets salty arena popcorn
oh, yeah.
real quick. Like when you get down, like there's that middle section of the popcorn bucket where it's like kind of nothing, but then you get down to the bottom.
Oh, it's over. Yeah.
And you're just, it's like your face is in a bag of Morton right, salt and you're just like, arena damn popcorn. Like, but where's the butter? Why don't they butter
no
the shit
butter.
Out of arena
no.
popcorn? Why does it have to be like the worst popcorn is at arenas? It figures like all you have to do is buy the shit from whoever yeah. sells to the movie theaters, but you don't, whatever. I guess, I don't know. Maybe somebody controls
movie
that
theaters,
right.
They got popcorn. They know how to do popcorn.
Yeah.
Of course, they have.
Tons of butter.
Right.
I don't give it.
Nobody wants salt. I don't care.
And those people with that weird cheddar mix that they want to throw on.
Oh,
it.
I like that.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well,
they get a little weird. I like the cheddar, but I've gone to movie theaters now and there's like 17 of these things. There's like Chipotle mayo and like ranch and like no. Let's slow down here. Let's pump the brakes a little on the.
See, I can get behind like maybe the cheese factor. I can get behind that
right.
a little bit.
Like a little Parmesan, maybe, you know, something like that.
Yeah, something like that, but not like the four cheese
right.
Italian excursion. The mozzarella and all that stuff.
They do have like the caramel one too, which is a little too much. Like I like a little caramel popcorn every so often, but like not like a weird
because
powder.
You can't eat handfuls of it for two
and
a half
like
hours.
Six and your fingers are kind of sticky for the rest of the day. And you're like, oh, sorry.
And then you hate yourself if you like you can have
caramel corn. Yeah,
caramel corn. You have like one handful of it and you're like, that's really good. I better not have any more.
I want to kill myself.
But if you eat an entire bucket of it, you're just you want to kill yourself afterwards. What are you doing? What is this show? Is this a sports show?
No, we're proving that we're multifaceted here.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about
it. We don't just talk sports.
Real sports.
We don't really talk about sports ever. We just kind of like...
No. Sports is a jumping off point.
We just
find
people's like takes and then call their takes stupid and then provide none of our own takes.
No. Yeah.
And is what like we this talk. Guy, we have like many articles in this thing here. We're like, this guy's an idiot.
Clyde Frazier, Bernie Lincecum. Let's see.
Well, maybe we'll have some hot takes on Peyton Manning or Calvin Johnson, the recently departed NFL.
Yeah.
Players. Probably not, but.
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is that maybe Calvin was taking a shot at Peyton Manning. It's the only thing I can think of. Because, well, we'll get to
there's
it.
There's a quote. Okay.
We'll get to
I
that.
What you're talking about. Okay. I got you. I got you.
I think maybe, I don't know. Look, if we were doing that radio show, we're not doing that radio show, but if we were doing that radio show, if we were weekend CBS National, we would be, we would be heading to a break. Did Chris Johnson take a shot at Peyton Manning? Right back on CBS, like 1-800, because you got the shitty 1-800 number when you're on CBS.
Yeah,
National.
Exactly.
And you get calls from like all over the country, like, Steve, New Jersey, what's up? Like, yeah, I don't think Calvin should have said that
and then
about
we get
Peyton.
Sweet racial like divides as well, which would be great. That's the best thing about the national radio is you get like the black dude from the South or whatever, and then you get like Jersey guys like, no, I don't think so. And he's just like screaming. You're like, all right, dude, reel it in, man. Like,
let's take it easy.
That's my favorite thing about New York radio. Anytime like we play the Francesa things or like when you listen over on like CBS or whatever, and you're just driving or whatever, they're always yelling. Like, they're just so, it's like, dude, just, it's sports, man. Like,
there's
chill.
An old guy, I don't know his name. He does CBS National like weekend nights. And he's like he's got to be in his 70s. And he's
I don't know his name. I know who you're talking
you know
about.
Who, and he's like, I didn't know this. I'm doing a Southern thing. But all of it's just such vanilla sports talk.
Yeah.
It's by the numbers, paint by numbers, sports radio with a New Jersey accent and screaming into the microphone. That's basically CBS National stuff. But anyway, 10 minutes in, welcome to the KMP show. You can follow the show on Twitter at KANDP show. You can follow me at John's Voices. I was going to say, we do have sound drops. There, grand opening, grand closing show prick. We do have sound drops, but if you hear something that's sound drop worthy, if you're listening to the show, and you're driving or you're working out. Why are you listening to us if you work out? Although I do that sometimes.
Listen to our show while you work out?
Sometimes, just to check quality.
You listen to us.
I listen to us.
You listen to your own voice while you work out. It's very...
Yeah. No, no, no.
Bateman-esque, isn't it?
No, I do it to check quality. Oh, okay. I do it to like, how did we sound?
All right.
You know, was this segment as bad or as good as I thought it was at the time?
It was usually as bad. Yeah.
The end result is always bad. The end answer is always, always, always bad. But if you're listening to the show, wherever you listen to the show, you can find us on iTunes at KMP Show or go to KMPShow.com. And you hear something that you think is sound drop worthy from either one of us or both of us, you can tweet the show at KANDP Show. Give us the episode numbers and about the roundabout time when it happened or what we were talking about, and I will see if I can go through, find it, add it to the library.
Absolutely.
If I'm not too lazy, because sometimes,
or if you hear some other random stuff around the internet, a weird show that you listen to, a weird YouTube video, send it along.
Yes, somebody did that. I have yet to do it because I'm lazy, but still, but thank you for trying.
Thank you for doing it.
I appreciate the efforts. I think it was like we were saying off air, it was Donald Trump and intimating that he has a large
cork.
Donald Trump was very much talking about he's got big hands or small hands or something. He wanted to talk about his Johnson. But anyway, speaking of Johnsons, Calvin Johnson.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
See, what sucks is like, we probably need to lead off with Peyton Manning, but you went with the Johnson thing.
Yeah.
So we got to go do Calvin Johnson, but that's fine. I like it though.
Right.
I wouldn't change a thing about I saw the shot.
I know I was below the hard deck. Okay. I was below the hard deck.
No, it's fine.
This is a Top Gun reference. I know I was below the hard deck and my shot does not count, but I saw an opportunity and
you
took
it. You got to take it. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, the lead is Peyton Manning, but that's fine. You got the Johnson.
No, got the Johnson, yeah.
Cox, go. I wouldn't change a thing.
Exactly. Speaking of Johnson, Calvin Johnson today announced his retirement from the NFL. Johnson released a statement. I will read it. Let me begin by apologizing for making this announcement via a statement and not in person. While I truly respect the significance of this, those who know me best will understand and not be surprised that I chose to not to have a press conference for this announcement. After much prayer, thought, and discussion with loved ones, I have made the difficult decision to retire from the Lions and pro football. I have played my last game of football. Let me assure you that this was not an easy or hasty decision. As I stated, I, along with those closest to me, have put a lot of time, deliberation, and prayer into this decision, and I truly am at peace with it. Calvin Johnson announcing his retirement from the NFL, pro football, and the Lions. Now, Before we look back on the storied career of Calvin Johnson and also Peyton Manning, who announced his retirement before NFL free agency has started, like I teased earlier, Rich, did you get a kind of a sense in that one line, "While I truly respect the significance of this, those who know me best will understand and not be surprised that I choose not to have a press conference for this announcement"? A little bit.
Yeah.
Because it came after Peyton's announcement.
It did.
And there was a lot of pomp and circumstance about Peyton Manning. It was wall-to-wall ESPN coverage, wall-to-wall NFL Network coverage.
Yeah.
He had the big press conference and all the signed stuff in the Broncos media room, all that stuff. Do you get a little bit of sense of that? Just a little bit?
I don't.
Okay.
I see how somebody would, though. Mm-hmm. I absolutely do. But I think he's more, and at least this is how I've always taken Calvin Johnson in any quote he's done or anything he's ever done, is that he seems like a guy who just very much doesn't like everybody sort of looking at him and doesn't really like, he seems to sort of shy away from that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Like, look at me, like, here's what I'm doing here. You know, even when he's setting records and even when he's doing stuff, he's a very quiet guy. Like, we really don't know much about Calvin Johnson the person. We know
right.
Calvin Johnson the player. We know very little about Calvin Johnson the person. I, off the top of my head, can't think of any endorsement deals. Can you think of?
He was in one and he didn't talk.
That's what I mean. So I
remember that one where it was him and he was spread, like he would, it showed him in a football uniform and then it was like stop motion. And
oh,
he just
right,
spread
right,
out his
right.
arms and people like he got
Under
undressed
Armour maybe or something like that.
No, I think it was a car commercial. He got put in, he got taken down from his football thing and then he got
okay.
dressed up in a
yeah,
suit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I want to say it was a car commercial. Made mm-hmm. not a damn lick of sense.
Obviously, it did quite well because
right. And for the longest time, I didn't know that was Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, and you really wouldn't because unless they said this is Calvin Johnson, you mm-hmm. wouldn't. Or they probably like there's a blue 81 or whatever, and you're like, oh, that might be Calvin. But so that's why I think I read into that more of him just being like, hey, this is not me. I'm
right.
not that sort of guy. Maybe that is sort of a slight shot at Peyton Manning, but I tend to think it's more about him saying this isn't something I would do. I just sort of like to be in the shadows and just
right.
say I'm out of here or whatever. So I don't know. Cause we even after he made this sort of pseudo announcement, about a month or so ago, a few weeks ago, talking about how he or there was rumors that he might retire mm-hmm. or whatever. And he didn't say anything. We didn't hear from him, nothing until this. So I don't know. I see it as more him saying that that's not the type of person mm-hmm. I am versus look at this guy doing this. I'm going to do it this way. I don't know if I see it necessarily as a direct comparison, but.
Here's an interesting stat. I didn't know this. Throughout his career in the NFL, he was a part of just two winning seasons in Detroit. Now, he was at Detroit for a while, just two. At least
Lions.
Three.
Lions.
That's historically bad.
Yeah, one playoff win. Here's a figure I saw earlier. Him and Barry Sanders combined, I think, for 19 Detroit Lions seasons.
Uh-huh.
I want you to guess how many playoff wins that combo had.
How many playoff wins?
Who very similarly retired very early.
Right.
How many playoff wins between the 19 years of Barry Sanders on the Lions and Calvin Johnson on the Lions?
Three?
One.
Wow.
Calvin Johnson.
Wow.
Won one playoff game ever.
How are you that bad?
Between those two. It's the Lions, man. I don't know.
And Calvin Johnson, he was the only player, probably going to be the only Hall of Fame player ever. Is he a Hall? He's a Hall of Fame, right? He's going
sure.
to Canton.
Yeah. Oh, he'd have to.
Okay. The only Hall of Fame player ever to endure an 0-16 season with one of the best wide receivers in the NFL on your team endured an 0-16 season.
Which really does say a lot about him is that, because I've heard people say the other side of, oh, it's a bad team. So, you know, he's just accumulating stats because they have nobody else to give it to or whatever. I don't believe that in football. I think in basketball, that makes sense. If mm-hmm. you're the guy in basketball that you're DeMarcus Cousins or whatever on terrible Sacramento teams, they have to pass the ball to you and, you know, you have to score or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They could triple team. You know what I mean? Like
right.
during his entire career, they could have triple teamed Calvin Johnson going, this is literally the only weapon they have. Let's just stop this guy. Let's just
right,
not let this guy. And he still killed people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Never stopped killing people.
Right.
Despite the fact that you knew that that was one of the only weapons that guy ever had. I mean, didn't have to worry about many of their running backs. Matt Stafford was probably going to throw it to your team at least three or four
right.
times a game.
Yeah.
So that's good to know. But like the fact that he was as good as he was being that, because
mm-hmm.
I can even understand like a running back, like a Barry Sanders of, you can just hand him the ball and he can sort of make things work.
Right.
Like that, you know, even if you have the entire defense focusing on Barry Sanders, he can still sort of work. Calvin Johnson needs, you know, there's space that you can cover. There's space you can stop. You can triple
right.
team him. You could just shadow him the entire time. It didn't matter. He still was that good. It's just, it is really a testament to what he was able to do.
All right, so I just looked it up on Pro Football Reference. I want to. Here are some of the people that Calvin Johnson had throwing to him during his during his time.
You don't want to do this, do you?
In Detroit. Now these are just the passing leaders for each year for the Lions. Okay. Calvin Johnson came into the league in 2007. Lions quarterback at that time, John Kitna.
I was gonna say John Kitna, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Second year in the league, Dan Orlovsky. For 1 year. Then Matthew Stafford in 2009. Then is this Sean Hill? This is Sean Hill.
Sean Hill, wow.
Sean Hill the next year. Then Stafford for the subsequent there was 5 years.
There was like a Drew Stanton year in there too. I think Dante Culpepper had a minute or two.
Yes, there were a few. Let's see. Let's go through the Sean Hill, because that had to be a train wreck of a.
Yeah, if Sean Hill's your leading passer, then
that was the 2010 Detroit Lions. Let's see how bad they were passing the ball.
4-12.
Let's see. What were they?
I have no idea.
They were 6-10.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
give Sean Hill a little credit, huh?
Sean Hill started 10 games, 61% completion percentage, 16 TDs, 12 interceptions, about 2,700 yards. Drew Stanton started 3 games, appeared in 6, 58% completion percentage, 4 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. And Matthew Stafford, I believe Stafford got hurt.
I think so, a shoulder or something. I thought.
And this, I want to see this Dan Orlovsky season.
I don't think you do.
Why not? I want to see Dan Orlovsky. I want to see what they were throwing, because you're Detroit and you've got an all timer. I mean, you knew it.
From the minute he joined the league. I mean, the thing with him is, if you remember, the Lions had that series of like really awful wide receiver drafts. Like they got Mike Williams the 1 year, and then I think Carlos or some Rogers. I forgot what the hell his first name was. He was bad though. He's from Michigan State, and he came into the league and was immediately awful. So they had this run. So you get Calvin Johnson, and everybody sort of said, "Ah, this guy's really good," but they just drafted a lot of wide receivers the year prior, and they all sucked. But then it was pretty much evident from like the first few games that okay, never mind. This guy is not like those guys. He's just a monster, and he was at Georgia Tech and just killing guys. So yeah, you sort of knew from the beginning that this guy probably wasn't going to get ruined, and I think it helped that he had really horrible people throwing to him and was still putting up big numbers. So
yeah. And then this in 2008, the Detroit season, Dan Orlovsky started 7 games, John Kitna started 4, Dante Culpepper
there he is.
Started 5.
Corpse of Dante Culpepper.
Just a train wreck of suck.
Yeah, they
just,
that's a really bad combo of quarterback.
And now you made me do it, because now I want to see who the Lions have been picking. Roy Williams in 2004, then Mike Williams in 2005. These are first round picks.
Yeah.
Ernie Sims in 2006. Stop me when you hear a name that was any good. Calvin Johnson in 2007. Goster Chirillis.
That's not a real person.
It is. In 2008, 17th overall pick. Matthew Stafford in 2009. Ndamukong Suh, all right. Yep. Nick Fairley, all right. Riley Reiff in 2012. Ezekiel Ansah in 2013. Eric Ebron, all right, and Laken Tomlinson. So
they got it together in the last part of it. It's still just like there was so much. It's the Lions, man.
You had bad coaches. You had that idiot that was. He tried to challenge something he couldn't.
Right, he didn't know
challenge, and they lost a timeout that they ended up needing, and he tried to fight Jim Harbaugh after.
Yeah, he had a lot of weird stuff too. Yeah, he was just a weird. Jim Schwartz. Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah. So, goodbye.
Yes. Well, actually, I had an interesting question for you. Is there anything to be gleaned from this Calvin Johnson retirement? Is there anything that you could say, wow, he might be the first in many that sort of, or is it just like, because this has happened a lot. This is particularly Detroit Lions, where their star players have been like, you know what? I'm just going to sit down over here and not play anymore because it hurts. Or do you think there's something bigger here with a Calvin Johnson who looks at his life and goes, shit, I mean, no, I made my money for 10 years. I did all right for 10 years. Do I want to kill myself again? Is there going to be a trend of guys that are now going to say, you know what, look, I'm going to get my money for a little bit, do okay for a little, and I'm not going to just keep damaging my brain every second or damaging my body or whatever. But to be fair, I mean, of course, he isn't the first person to be, you know, 30 or 31 or whatever and retire. But I do wonder, because people are like, man, you know, he's had a little injuries here and there, but by and large, he's still sort of at his peak. Is there something more to be gleaned from this, or is this just a special case of this guy being who he is?
Are we going to see? I think we are going to start seeing more self-aware football players that look at their injury history, not just with respect to quality of life, afterwards, because you know, you hear the stories like guys like Jerome Bettis have to live on the first floor of their house. That has to be where their bedroom is,
right? Because they can't
walk up the stairs because their knees are shot and their ankles and bad, and they don't, and it hurts and it hurts and it hurts. But also, you're going to see guys, especially guys whose job it is to hit and get hit. You're going to see guys take a look at their career, and Calvin Johnson was 30 in 2015, and they're going to look and say, you know what, I've made, what did, do they compile salaries?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know they do on the other
references. On Pro Football Reference? I don't think they do. I have not seen it. Scoring? No. They don't. But I've made my millions, whatever it is,
right.
And I'm just going to say goodbye, and that's it. And I don't, because it's not just something like CTE. Where they're like, okay, I'm staring not only an uncertain future with respect to chronic, constant pain and being able to enjoy my millions, I'm facing death out there.
Yeah.
I'm facing the probability of death. And you'll see guys that, guys like Calvin Johnson, guys like Beast Mode, guys that have been smart with their money, kind of shied away from the limelight, and at 29, 30, 31 say, you know what, instead of lacing them up, I'm gone.
Yeah, particularly if you're not obsessed with winning. Like
right.
And that's not to say that's a negative on Calvin Johnson, but maybe that's the guy who doesn't, you know, wake up every day and go, how do I, you know, I got to do everything I can to win a Super Bowl, or, you know.
Right.
Because obviously, if that was his goal at any point in his career, he probably would have said, you know what, guys?
He had plenty of chances to leave.
Yeah, can I go somewhere else or not play here anymore? So he's obviously a guy, and I'm not saying that's a negative on him. I think it's admirable that he said, hey, you know, let's see what we can do here, whatever. Or he's just a guy that goes, you know what, look, hey, I'm not going to kill myself to win a championship. If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. I know some people hate the fact that athletes are that way, or that there are some people out there that aren't like these insane guys that every second of the day is a drive to win a championship or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting to see. So if you have a guy that's not competitive, that's maybe had a good run, been good with his money, like you said, and sort of looks at things other than football and goes, hey, you know what? Hey, I got a life. I got this.
Right. You're Calvin Johnson. You're 30 and you're a multimillionaire.
You're doing pretty good.
And you're good for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
And you could probably go out and do commercials. You can probably do, we know ESPN's got some booth space opening up. So you could probably go for a career in TV if that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be 30 and rich and able to set up and provide for your family for the rest of your life and not have to worry about living the rest of your life in agony. Or at least you have less of a chance of doing that.
Yeah, I find it admirable. Mm-hmm. I really do. That people are like, you know what? Hey, look, I've done what I've wanted to do. I'm just going to step away. It's fine. Like, mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of people that are, oh, unfinished business or unfinished potential, but it's like, you know.
No.
Every waking moment of his life has been
football.
Yeah. Since probably, I don't know when he started, but I would imagine since he was 10, 11, 12, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. all through high school, all through college, all through and maybe some guys look at it and go, this is not really, I get bored of it. I'm done. Like, I don't want to be in shape. I want to just eat a damn right. pizza. Like, you know what I mean? And I get that. Like, I absolutely mm-hmm. do. So I do wonder. Yeah, I wonder. I guess we'll see in the future if it becomes something where more guys do this, or if he's just sort of an outlier and everybody, you know.
I hope so, because, you know, this whole idea of, oh, you're a professional athlete. You have to do this. You have to. Mm-hmm. Seems like you have to play until you can't play anymore.
So you decide you don't want to.
right. But it really should be you play until you don't want to anymore, and then you're done.
Because you don't owe the fans anything.
right. And Calvin Johnson gave you everything. If you're a Detroit Lions fan, what more do you want?
Right.
This is a guy who could have gone out and gotten any amount of money he wanted from any NFL franchise and been a part of any number of championship teams for a multitude of years. And he didn't do it. He stayed in Detroit. He endured shit. He ate shit. He had shit thrown to him, and he dealt with it and put up a Hall of Fame career doing it. And what more do you want? You got to see a Hall of Fame player, a guy who put up a Hall of Fame career in 8 years in the league.
That's pretty good.
Peyton Manning, I don't know, 8 years in a league, was Peyton Manning a Hall of Famer, a surefire Hall of Famer?
I got to think, because he came in we'll talk about this here in a little bit.
He came in 99.
That's a good transition to
boom,
to
baby.
Manning here. Let's
woo!
See.
Yeah, see, we're getting good at this.
Yeah, what's the year?
Peyton Manning came into the league in 1998 at age 22. So 8 years in a league would be 2006, his 2006 season.
He was pretty fucking good by then, right?
Okay, yeah, he's pretty good.
Was he pretty good by then? I would say I would not. Already, you're looking at the numbers. I'm not, but I think yeah.
He had already led the league in total yards, total passing yards twice, touchdowns twice, TD percentage once, completion percentage once, quarterback rating three times. That was the first year QBR is calculated. He led in that in his eighth season in the league, and adjusted net yards per attempt, which is one of those advanced metrics. Yeah. He had led that by three times, led the league three times. And I believe by this total, I got to see what the glossary is. I want to say, what's a plus? What is a plus? Oh, come on. Where's the glossary, you sons of... Got to see it. It's just these reference sites are great for some things. Not first team all pro. He was an all pro three times. Okay. Had three Pro Bowls.
Maybe not quite
belt.
Yet.
Four Pro Bowls. Excuse me.
Maybe not quite yet, but not long after that. Because I think there was the weirdness of it. Like the first 2 years, I think, of Peyton weren't quite.
No, they weren't.
Peyton Manning.
He led the league in interceptions his rookie year.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, he threw 26 touchdowns, 28.
Maybe by like 2008.
INTs.
If just off the top of my head, I'm not looking at the numbers in front of me. Maybe by like 2008, he'd sort of clinched.
All right. Well,
that,
just,
yeah, but either way. Yeah.
As by his eighth season, Peyton Manning had 37,586 passing yards. He had 275 touchdowns. His yards per game average was 261. And all-time leader of 37,586, if at that time, let's see, career pass yards, if by that time, if he had, was at 37, what did I say? 37,586. 37,586 would put him 21st overall, all-time.
Wow. Yeah.
8 years in the league. So maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
All right.
But rings, how many rings did he win by then?
Right. And, but
I don't care. I'm joking about it.
he had already won. He had won one, didn't he?
I don't remember what year that was. That was the Bears year.
Yeah,
2009. Was that 2009? I don't know what the hell year that was.
I don't know. I've that was an overachieving Bears team.
2006. It was that year.
Right. It was his first championship season. Oh, wow. No, he had already had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Pro Bowls. Okay, never mind. Peyton Manning, pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
In 8 years.
Well, the Pro Bowl.
All right, so.
I do almost think you almost have to throw out, like, Pro Bowl. And you shouldn't have to, because it'd be nice to sort of look
right.
at it. Because, like, when we do our NBA history podcast over and back, Classic NBA podcast, by the way, you can look for it on
where can
iTunes.
They, where can they look for it?
On iTunes. There.
Over and back?
Over and back. You just search Over and Back podcast, Over and Back NBA. You'll find it there. Plenty of different places.
All right.
Also at Over and Back NBA.
Over and Back on Twitter?
Yep.
At Over and Back NBA.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. But we use All-Star Games because it's a pretty good idea. I mean, there's not that many guys. So we look at a guy and we go, okay, their peers thought or their fans thought at the time that they were, you know, blah, 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 whatever. The Pro Bowl, though, because, like, everybody that gets named in the Pro Bowl is like, fuck that, I'm not going. I'm going to take more free hits to my fucking knees. I know.
Right, but Peyton Manning was a guy that was always available for the Pro Bowl at that time.
Or like, what will happen is like those guys will get named and then they're like, yeah, I'm not fucking going. So then they don't go and then they name a whole new batch of guys. But then all those guys get Pro Bowl nominations, I think.
Jameis Winston is a Pro Bowler.
Right, like, and yeah. Jameis Winston's not a Pro Bowler. Like,
no,
he wasn't
he's not.
Pro Bowler last year.
No,
but it was
he
like,
wasn't.
All right, who's going to come and take this free trip to Hawaii to get their ass kicked for no money? Like,
and bang Samoan chicks.
So I mean, that's the net positive of it.
Right.
For Jameis, I'm sure he was quite happy with that. But,
you know what? I'm going to take the high road here because I could have made a rape joke.
But you didn't.
But I didn't.
But you didn't. So we're good.
But I thought it.
You did. But so that's why I kind of look at Pro Bowls. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like, do they when you get when you're a Pro Bowl replacement, do you get? Does that count? Like, so Jameis Winston does count, right?
Yes.
Like, so he's got yeah.
Yeah,
like
he's a Pro Bowler.
That's dumb. Like,
yeah,
he wasn't a Pro Bowler last year. But like seven quarterbacks are like, nah, I'm good. Like, and they don't even bother asking.
Yeah, Aaron
like,
Rodgers, Tom Brady,
yeah,
Peyton Manning.
Like, we're not going to call Brady. He's not going to come. Like, whatever, man. Like they nominate Brady and they're like, he's not coming, man. Just don't even.
They call him the week of. Like, Tom, you showing up to practice? Like, I'm in France, by the way. See ya.
No.
Goodbye. I'm out of here.
Just doesn't answer his phone. He's like, it's the Pro Bowl guys again. Just don't even answer.
I'll just tell him I destroyed it or something because of the thing. Did you see that? The NFL might have some of the questions, some of the arguments being put forth in the appeals case, the NFL's appeal of the overturning of Tom Brady's Deflategate suspension.
How much money and resources?
Indicates that the judges may be close to overturning the overturning ruling.
I don't even know what's right anymore. So what is that?
So that would reinstate Brady's 4-game suspension for Deflategate.
Okay.
Or at the very least, they would remand it again.
Okay.
In effect, saying, okay, it's the suspension is back on, but now the federal court has to hear the case again, but this time go through it this in such a way. Just come on.
Who cares?
What is the NFL really protecting? Like, what are you really about protecting? You're trying to protect this weird kind of pseudo power you have in the collective bargaining agreement. Yeah. Who cares?
You're making $2 billion every
exactly.
second.
Exactly. Who cares? Who cares? Who
every
the
time
fuck
Roger
cares?
Bell farts, it's $1 billion. So
exactly.
Like, who cares, man? Just let everybody take HGH, everybody cheat. I don't give a shit, man. As long as you're betting on it and watching it, right. I don't care what you do.
But not FanDuel.
No, not those.
As long as you're betting on it through the... through like RotoWire and all those places and playing fantasy and fantasy for money, but not daily fantasy for money.
Right.
We're all good with that. But we were talking about Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning retired. Goodbye, Peyton.
Oh.
With much more pomp and circumstance than Calvin Johnson. And you know what?
That's an understatement, but you know.
Peyton Manning, probably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
One of the greatest players of all time.
One of the greatest
NFL
players
history.
Of
yeah.
all
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Knock yourself out, dude.
Calvin Johnson... one of the greatest wide receivers of all time.
He'll be like a largely, and I don't mean this to undermine him, but Calvin Johnson will be kind of a footnote. Like people will say, oh, in the 2000s, mm-hmm. that Calvin Johnson, he was awesome or whatever. And then like, they'll be like, oh yeah, I remember him. He was really good. And then like, was he better than Jerry Rice? I don't know. Was he better than this guy? I don't know. Yeah, he's better than Terrell Owens. Yeah, probably. And then like, it'll just move on. You know what I mean? Like, not to say that he's not good. I think Calvin's very good. Whereas Peyton Manning will sort of be, he's like a transcendently good player.
Okay.
You know? And figure too, because people just know his dumb face. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right, because he's all over the place. Everything. Everywhere. And I don't think it's going away. He's going to retire.
That'd be an interesting thing if he's still like, oh, I'm fucking Manning. Like, what does he wear? Like, what? Because he can't wear, like,
he's going to have to go to
colors anymore. Now he's got to wear, like,
he's going to wear
like,
the
generic, like, red.
Blue and white. It's got to be a blue and white jersey.
You think he's going to go back to the Colts generic jersey?
I think so.
Or does he stick with the Broncos?
Well, because every time you see Steve Young's fucking dumbass on the TV, he's getting the red and white.
Right.
Right? That generic jersey.
But he's synonymous with that franchise. I wonder, well, I think that's the question then, is what franchise is he synonymous with? Is it Denver because it's sort of the fresh in the mind of that Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. Or is it Indy? I don't know. I would say Indy, but...
Peyton Manning had one of the best seasons at quarterback for both teams, most recently with the Broncos.
Right.
And they got cooler uniforms, let's face it. The Indianapolis Colts uniform is just kind of basic and just bleh.
They might do the Broncos ones because it looks like what you're trying to do. Whereas, like, if you did the Indianapolis Colts one, it looks like you just bought a generic, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you think of generic color, you're like, blue and white, thrown on or whatever. Whereas, like, the blue and orange is obvious. Okay. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But I don't know. Yeah, that's maybe for our Twitter folk, that's an interesting question. What's he more synonymous with, Indianapolis or
there you
or
go.
Denver?
The question to you, at John's Voices, at KANDP Show on Twitter. With what franchise is Peyton Manning more synonymous? Give us a call, 1-888.
Just give my cell phone number. It's fine. They'll call.
Will you log all the calls, though?
I will, yeah. I'll jot it down. I'll have like a notepad with me because I don't have any, you know.
Oh, you know what we could do?
Or they can leave me voicemails.
We could set up we could get a number through Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Any number we want.
People can send voicemails on those.
Right, and we could get voicemails and play them and, you know, it could be a bit.
Interesting thing for the future, yeah.
We'll look at that.
Unfortunately, we have to weed through like 30 people being like, balls, poop. But it's like, well, that's our gimmick. No, you can't.
Yeah, we make the balls and poop joke. We are the ones that have.
You want that cork. Here it is. And go the other way.
But
the listener, you keep it serious, all right?
Yeah, you guys keep it serious. When we set it up eventually.
Yeah. You'd be serious on there.
Yeah.
Don't waste our damn time. We're busy people.
We are busy people, and this is a serious goddamn sports show.
Mm-hmm.
Serious.
We just talk sports. Hardcore sports.
Hardcore sports.
And you and I usually engage in fisticuffs after the show because we're just so...
Right. When you say something that offends my sports sensibilities, I call you an idiot. And it just shut.
And we get really mad at each other.
We get really mad, and we gotta take it easy. We gotta go to separate rooms in the studio, and just chill out for a bit. And
sports is life. Sports is serious business. So.
It is very serious business. Here's my question. We'll go through list off some of your favorite Peyton Manning all-time leaders.
Yeah,
you've got the list here.
Yeah, he's got more than I even thought he did. It's kind of amazing how many records that guy.
Right,
holds.
How good he is.
Yeah, I mean, good. Good player. Hot take is Peyton Manning, good football player. So
okay.
There you go.
Right. Mark it down.
So here's either records held or tied by Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Most career pass yards.
Thank God he took that from Brett Favre, by the way.
Let's give it a big, thank you.
Woo! Thank you, Peyton. Oh,
Favre's
my God.
Coming back, man. He's, I guarantee you.
He's
thinking about it. He's like,
you know, could I?
And the sad part is the quarterbacking is so awful in the NFL. That I could
there would
see,
be a there would be a team
there
looking
would be
at
a place for him, and they would play him, and he'd probably be like almost as good as whatever like terrible spread quarterback they just plucked up from college. It's like I haven't called a play in my entire life, man. I don't know what anything is. Like they give me like six reads, and that's all I do all game. Like
yeah, and I look at the defense, and then I look at the coach,
and he tells me throw it to that guy, and I throw it to that guy. So like
that's all I do.
This whole playbook thing I don't quite get.
So Robert Griffin III is what you're saying?
Yes.
Bad.
Right.
Yeah. Very. Bad.
It's like I just threw to that guy who was running, and they're like, "Yeah, well, we can't do that."
Like, anymore. Yeah, but in college, I was faster than everybody. Like,
welcome to
the pros. Slick
and like Kaepernick and those guys. Like, I see him and like people are like, "Oh, gotta get Colin." Like, he's a hot free agent now or whatever. Like, the Broncos have expressed interest in. I mean, he's horrible. Like, and that's the sad part is Favre is a decrepit old man who's just a weirdo,
right?
And probably not good, but like.
Who is more likely to send you dick pics than throw touchdown passes?
But like, I could honestly see a team being like, "Yeah, I mean, it can't get any worse, right?"
that's a sad state of affairs.
And it's going to come for Peyton Manning, maybe too. There's going to be
where's going to get the itch.
I don't know. That's the interesting thing. I don't know. Do you think he's ever going to get the itch? I mean, he's old. He's way older than like.
And he's football old too. He's injury old.
Right.
He's,
like he can't move his neck. He's like, I can't feel my fingers. And it's like, okay, dude, maybe it's time to stop playing football.
And I wonder, here's the thing. Here's the weird thing around Peyton Manning's retirement is that it came the day before his $16 million salary became guaranteed. So as much as it looks, as much as it could be, as much as it likely is that Peyton Manning arrived at this decision organically, that it was, you know what, I was bad last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was bad. He was really bad.
Right.
Brock Osweiler was four games better than him, and then really, 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 really bad, and they went back to Peyton. Peyton was benched. That's the thing.
Yeah, people forget that.
They wrapped it up and like, oh, well, he's kind of hurt. It's like, well, I'm good now.
One game where he's like, I'm good. And they're like,
no, come on, Brock. There. Brock, please be good this game. Yeah. Come on. And then he sucked.
Yeah.
But...
Sucked his way to like $75 million with the Texans. Did you see that?
Oh, did they sign him today?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh boy,
that's NFL contracts are so dumb. Like they always throw those number figures out, and because their union's so awful,
yeah,
like the players' union is so. They're like, here's the deal, guys. Like we share like 5% of the revenue. They're like, we made like $19 billion this year. It's like you'd be happy with your $10 million or whatever.
Right. Like, so it could be that he's only gonna he's only guaranteed
so
like
or they
$10 million.
Like, they could just like cut him tomorrow and like don't pay him a dime or whatever. Yeah. Like they have the contracts are so dumb. Like how did your union do that? Like you're the most powerful sports league, and the players just make garbage.
You should have the most powerful union. Your contracts aren't guaranteed. They're not guaranteed at all.
They just tell you know what? Go away.
Get out of here. And we only owe you. The signing bonus gets accelerated to dead cap money for us.
Idiots. It's the dumbest players union.
Yeah, they're bad. But it may seem as though you arrived at it organically. Like, dude, I can't play anymore. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning, I just can't do it. But there is just the tiniest little sliver of room for, I want to play again. But $16 million would be pushing it. $16 million would be too much for this team that clearly doesn't want me, right? Clearly, John Elway has tried to move on a few times, and I that would be a bad situation for me. I think if there's anybody to go the Brett Favre route, he will go the Brett Favre route in that he has the itch to play again.
Yeah,
and it will probably be ego driven because, but. Peyton seems to me more like a guy, he just doesn't know what else to do with himself.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. Like, he's going to go home and just, like, sit on his couch and be like...
Right, breaking down
film. I don't do anything else. Like, honey, like, let's go.
Like, what
here.
Do you do after like, that? Do you take the kids to school?
Like you can't do that. Yeah.
No. In your Buick? And then order Papa John's pizza for.
Yeah, that's what I. What's going to happen is. What I think is going to happen is that somebody will, some team will look at their terrible quarterback situation, like, ah, damn it. Like, we drafted this guy and he sucks, and just call him and just do like a cursory call. And then that's when it's going to pop in his head, like, you know.
You know,
I can do it. I can be the like I can lead the Tennessee Titans back to top ends or whatever.
Right. Like, he can be the guy that's like, because now he does, like you said with Calvin Johnson, now he doesn't have to work out. He can't. I mean, he doesn't have, I don't know if I think Peyton was still working out. Now he doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. Now he can come and be the chunky old man and just like Matt Hasselbeck, who has been, who just shows up to camp and he's like,
that guy's got like 6 years where he's just like, I hold the helmet, man. Don't even put me in.
Yeah, but he's just like, yeah, but you're going to sign me because that's what I do. Yeah, I can do it and nobody else can.
Right.
And I'm not going to work out. I'm not going to run, lift. Fuck that. Yeah. I'm just going to be the guy holding the clipboard. I'll throw it to the practice squad. Don't care. Peyton Manning can do that. And yeah. Peyton, I think there is a better than not chance that Peyton Manning, there are murmurs, there are overtures made. And even if it only goes as far as them playing footsie, you know, him and the agent and whatever prospective team, I think that's
possible. It's not the last we hear of him on a sports show. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's break down the rest of these and then move on to our, finish the show or do our last topic. We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
But yeah, we do.
Most 4,000 yard seasons, Peyton Manning held or tied. Most 400 yard games in a season, which I imagine is that one year where he just, insane.
Yeah, for like, that was the Broncos season,
it's insane year. That's like him and Demaryius Thomas had like 20 TDs between them or something.
5,400 yards. 5,400! I do that in video games. Yeah. I'm like, dude,
I gotta change
ridiculous.
These sliders. I gotta change these sliders,
these are
man.
It's way too easy.
Yeah, I gotta fix it. Most career pass TDs.
Okay.
Most pass TDs in a season, the aforementioned. Most pass TDs in a game.
I wonder what that was.
Yeah, no, I'd be curious. I don't know. I don't have that in front of me. Most four pass TD games in a career. Most four pass TD games in a season. And most career QB wins. Oh, there's some fun little like winning rings things, which is funny because he had the choke. Remember, people kind of forget that, but he was the,
he can't win the big one.
Right.
Despite this being a game with three distinct phases. On which you can maybe play on two.
Right.
You can maybe be an offensive guy and a special teamer.
Right.
Maybe.
Rings.
A special, like a skill position guy.
Yeah.
Can only play
like that one Super Bowl he lost because his team gave up an onside kick to the Saints or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like,
Peyton Manning's fault.
What a choke artist.
Can't win the big one.
I didn't have the ball. Like, what did you want me to do? But he engineered 56 game-winning drives.
Ooh.
The most in league history. And 8 more than Tom Brady.
Take that, pretty boy.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know. I can't help but not like Tom Brady.
No,
I
he's
don't
so
why.
Gorgeous. That's why.
Right. He's good looking and he's rich and he's good. God damn it.
It's not fair.
Can't you just suck at one thing?
Yeah,
maybe
just
he's
be
got
ugly.
A,
just
maybe
be
he's real. Got a little dick. Maybe that's it.
Ah, but does it matter?
No, it doesn't.
Because he's putting it in a supermodel. Like, you know what I mean? Who cares? Like,
son of a bitch.
Like, would you care? You'd be like, yeah, I got a small dick. Whatever. Like,
I'm gonna go here.
The supermodel blows it. I mean, who cares, right? Like,
and I'm super rich and
yeah, like if yeah, who cares?
God damn it, Tom Brady.
Even if it's
at least with Peyton, he is hideous to look at.
And dumb as a box of rocks.
Right. Just a like a slobbering old bitch of a fool. Just and then you can deal with the millions and being the best ever to play a game.
Right.
But when you are very good looking, very rich, and very, very good.
Sucks.
Go sure. Fuck yourself.
And then last but not least, Peyton Manning reached the playoffs 15 times in 17 seasons. And then, of course, one of those years, he missed all of it. So essentially 16 to 17 or 15 to 16, you can really say. So, I mean.
So, like what? Second time, third time he gets into Canton, you think? Is that how
he's
long
he's got to go? Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, of course he's going first overall.
Like, are there hot take? I don't know about the football.
Are there like, are there those curmudgeon-y old like I'm not voting for no first
you're
ballot.
Not like Unitas. Unitas didn't get a first ballot, so you don't. Like,
I don't know.
I hope. I think only baseball Hall of Fame has that. Really? Like,
yeah, I hope so.
Because like, there's this weird Guardians. I don't think anybody guards any other Hall of Fame. Like whatever, dude. Like Peyton Manning's good.
All right. This segment has been brought to you by VoicesOfWrestling.com/Amazon. Oh crap! I don't have a read. Buy shit. All right. Why do you need us to tell you? Go to voiceofwrestling.com/Amazon. That one was written
That's
by
my fault. I wrote that. I said, buy shit. Here's exactly what I said here. just to know, I instruct John. Said, buy shit, all right. Why do you need us to tell you? Or alternatively, you can write something nice here.
And I did not write something nice there.
Just buy shit.
And then I went
Amazon.
To the
Amazon. You know what Amazon is. What the hell you need us to explain?
Yeah, you don't need to be like, oh, go to Amazon. No. They've got this new. You know what the fuck Amazon
has. Anything.
They really do have anything.
Anything. Like, I've never not found. Like, we have people that bought Swedish porn on our, like, knock yourself. Great.
Swedish porn?
Yes, because you can see what people buy. And I often will go on Twitter and, like, shame people that whatever they buy, which is great.
Okay.
It probably encourages many other people to buy new things.
Yes, please go so we can shame you. Buy weird shit. That could be a segment. Weird shit that you bought through and somebody, we will make fun of it.
Nobody admitted to it. I don't know who it was. I don't care.
No, we like can't. What you like, do what like you do. Can't see, like,
no,
who
I don't
bought
know who
it, where it went.
No, I have no idea. I have no idea about that. I just know that they purchased it. Well, someone bought, like, 5 Swedish porn DVDs. And I was like, thank you.
DVD?
Yeah.
Get the fuck on Blu-ray, Sweden. What the hell's wrong with you? Come on, DVD is not even technically HD.
Or the internet is another alternative option to acquire pornography if you'd like. You can use the internet. Like, who pays for porn? But anyway, and they did that, and they're like, yeah, that's fine. Like, so buy anything. Right. If Swedish porn, dog food, toilet
paper. There's plenty of dog food.
So many dog food. Trash cans. I'm just finding things in your room that I'm pointing at.
Laser printers.
Brother printers. Brother, sponsor us.
Please.
Everything. Literally everything in this room. Everything. Shades.
Yeah, I got the microphone, the stands, the all the audio gear, the JBLs, the monitors, all that.
But it is only on voicesofwrestling.com/Amazon. We've unlocked the keys to the
Amazon
the mega
Kingdom.
Amazon store. If you just go to Amazon.com, you're like, you know. They'll give you a deal of the day and, like, some stupid video games. But who plays video games? It's ridiculous. What are you, 10? Like, who plays video games anymore?
Yeah, whatever, right?
So you go on to voicewrestling.com/Amazon, then you got all the wrestling DVDs and Swedish porn and stuff that people still do, unlike video games.
So, you listeners, let's you and me make a pact. As we go to a break, we'll come back and finish one topic really quick, if we have the time. If we have the time, as we're recording this, Rich has got a tight schedule.
We do.
Go to voicesofwrestling.com/Amazon. Even if you don't use it to do your regular Amazon shopping, whatever it is you buy through Amazon, buy weird shit. Just weird shit. Voicesofwrestling.com/Amazon. Bookmark the click-through link. Use that to do all your weird shit buying, and we will make fun of you for it.
Yeah.
Not you, as in, like, oh, like, you know,
John Q from Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, I don't know who you are, but, you know.
No, but we will make fun of, like, the crazy shit that we see come
And then you're
through.
On our show, basically.
And then you're, it's great.
Because you know
it's
you. We don't know it's you. Nobody else knows it's you, but you know it's you.
Right, so you buy weird shit, hoping that we see it, and then decide to make fun of you. I think that's the best listener interaction we could possibly have.
I think so.
On this show. This is the KNP Show. We'll be right back.
KNP fans, be sure to head over to voicesofwrestling.com this week for an all-new episode of Shake Them Ropes. Each week, Rob McCarron and Jeff Hawkins bring you Shake Them Ropes, talking all things WWE and NXT. Rob and Jeff will talk all the latest news coming out of WWE, the news heading into NXT TakeOver, and get your thoughts on the build-up to WrestleMania 32. If you're into nostalgia, every week Rob and Jeff discuss a new match on the WWE.com list of the top 100 matches to see on WWE Network. We run through the greatest matches in the history of pro wrestling, and you can share your thoughts on Twitter at Shake Them Ropes. In addition to our weekly episodes, after every WWE pay-per-view, we also go live on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to the Voices of Wrestling YouTube at voicesofwrestling.com/YouTube, and you can follow along to a live video stream as Shake Them Ropes goes live after every WWE pay-per-view. So fans, do not miss all new episodes of Shake Them Ropes. Voicesofwrestling.com. That's voicesofwrestling.com.
Hey, Voices of Wrestling fans, this is John from the KMP Show, inviting you to check out all of the lustrous sports talk,
beaver anus,
funny sound drops,
game used cork,
and nearly criminal hijinks at the newly minted member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, the KMP Show. Join me, John Playtech, and my co-host Rich Craich for multiple episodes every single week. We'll talk sports, real sports. All right, maybe some fake sports too. As well as the hottest issues and takes gripping the sports world. You can check out the show as well as subscribe to the Audio Boom feed at kmpshow.com. That's kandpshow.com. The KMP Show at kmpshow.com. With takes as hot as smoldering garbage. Where's that the show?
For the best in pro wrestling coverage and commentary, look no further than Voices of Wrestling. Hi everybody, Rob McCarron here, and at Voices of Wrestling, we specialize in coverage of wrestling in the US and abroad. New Japan Pro Wrestling, Pro Wrestling NOAH, Dragon Gate, Revolution Pro Wrestling, Evolve, Ring of Honor, and yes, WWE and NXT. We have it all. Reviews of every major show. Podcasts that cover it all, including the flagship Voices of Wrestling podcast hosted by Rich Craich and Joe Lanza. You won't get opinion this diverse from anyone else. Subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Watch our live shows on YouTube. And check out our daily reviews. All of this and more at voicesofwrestling.com.
This segment of the KMP Show is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek enables fans to quickly and easily discover the best deals for sports, concert, and theater events. The company's interactive stadium apps, deal score, and comparison shopping experience provide fans with the buying intelligence needed to find the best prices from trusted ticket markets and purchase tickets seamlessly. Go to voicesofwrestling.com/SeatGeek for all your tickets. That's voicesofwrestling.com/SeatGeek. Go there today. Welcome back to the KMP Show.
SeatGeek. Thank you.
Yes, SeatGeek.
You can buy, I saw just on this Monday, you were talking about Raw. Wrestling tickets are there as well. So it's not just sports.
How much were they going for?
Because the Allstate's kind of small, they were going for like 60, 70.
That's not bad.
Which isn't horrible.
For like a night out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, know. Like if you're not like, because I see enough wrestling that I don't need to, you know, mm-hmm. go to more. I see enough like independent wrestling and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
So I don't want that. But like, yeah, I mean, you get wrestling tickets. I saw a concert, wrestling, sports, all that on SeatGeek. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, there we go.
And the deal score thing is really cool. If you haven't used it before, they got a little green dot. Like easily, it's
right.
Like whereas Ticketmaster, you're sort of like, I don't know, that one good or whatever. Deal score, like a little green dot. You go, oh, okay. You click that and go, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
And they were.
We should see if King County Cougars are up on SeatGeek. Get some tickets there. Yeah, probably like on a weekend, go there and get drunk for $6 instead of spending $8 a beer on Cellular or Wrigley, whatever. Wrigley's got to be like $10.25.
Oh, it's $10.25 for sure. Jesus. It's this year. I guarantee you, it's going to be like $12 because they know that people are going to just. That's a party there this year. That's going to be
a good time.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Yeah.
Watch young kids be really good at baseball.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have.
And watch the White Sox.
Maybe be okay.
Maybe
I kind of like their team this year. I will hate them in
no the because they're going to start off for the right because they're going to start off for the 2 months where it's like, oh well, they just got to warm up when the weather warms up.
Like they'll get fisted the opening week and I'm like, all right, that wasn't good, but we'll see what happens. And then like by June, I've stopped watching them and I don't care anymore.
Like Adam Eaton ran the wrong way on the bases again, son of a bitch. But then he ended the season. Adam Eaton's that guy that pisses you off.
Oh, the second the season's lost, then he's like, home run, double, triple,
I'm an OBP miss. Guy, yeah, 360 right. OBP. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like,
pressure's off, baby.
All right. But then we, can't fire Robin Ventura because steady as she goes and blah, 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 blah. All right. Well, this was some breaking news just crossed today. The NHL and Gary Bettman released a statement concluding their investigation into the Patrick Kane rape allegation. This is the NHL press release. Quote, the National Hockey League announced today that it has completed its independent review of the Patrick Kane matter, the final stage of which included an in-person meeting between Kane and Commissioner Gary Bettman in New York on Monday, March 7th. Based on its review, including the determination made by the Erie County District Attorney not to pursue charges, the NHL has concluded that the allegations made against Kane were unfounded. The league considers this matter closed and will have no further comment. The big word there, unfounded. Yeah.
So a lot of people, I don't know if I have a strong opinion on that, so I'm kind of curious what you saw. Because I saw a lot of people not very happy
about
that.
As in like strong language. Well, here's why I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Because here's why. This is what the Erie County DA, district attorney, had to say. Sedita said this. In concluding the criminal investigation into Patrick Kane last year, here's what Sedita said. Quote, the totality of the credible evidence, the proof, does not sufficiently substantiate the complainant's allegation that she was raped by Patrick Kane. And this so-called case is rife with reasonable doubt. The key phrase there for me, the totality of the credible evidence does not sufficiently substantiate the complainant's allegation. Whatever the allegation was,
right.
The evidence is that we saw does not sufficiently substantiate even to warrant charges. And on top of that, this so-called case is rife with reasonable doubt.
That's heavy right
and
there.
This was a guy who is a very good prosecutor,
yeah.
who was just about to be elected to the New York Supreme Court and become a part of that whole thing that they do out there. This was a guy who could go, who went, like, in a press conference, went and pulled the statute that had to do with rape and criminal fraud. And he said, and people were asking about, like, is the mother going to be charged or is the accuser going to be charged after they realized that the whole rape kit thing was not even an elaborate, but a hoax where the mother
Found it on the doorstep or whatever that whole thing.
Found it on the doorstep and the mother said it. And then the attorney said it and nobody really asked was the accuser. I was going to name her, but I guess I won't because nobody really has openly. Was the accuser complicit in that or did nobody really ask that? And their attorney subsequently recused himself and let the case go. And then Sedita had these strong words to say. And after that, I actually applaud the NHL for having the balls to say it. We looked at it. We looked at what Sedita did, and we looked at what we had available to us, whatever it was, and we find this to be unfounded. And there it is.
Is there a better word they could have used, you think?
No, because unfounded essentially is not sufficient, does not sufficiently substantiate the complainant's allegation. That's basically unfounded. If somebody tells you something and you investigate it and there isn't evidence to substantiate right. their claims, you call the claim unfounded. Could there be a nicer word? Sure, of course.
But if you're trying to say the same thing, just, you know.
Right, because then if you say something differently, if you don't say unfounded, then people are going to wonder why wasn't there enough? What evidence did you see? Why is it closed and is it open again if something else comes up? This way they say, look, we listen, we research what we did and it's unfounded, it's done, it's over, boom. And here's the interesting thing about all those people you say that are saying, oh, I didn't like this. I didn't like the word choice. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. Those same people wanted Roger Goodell to come down harder on Ray Rice. They wanted Roger Goodell to come down harder on Adrian Peterson. They wanted Roger Goodell to come down harder on player X that is accused on Greg Hardy, on Ray McDonald. They wanted the NFL to be judge and jury there. But now people are saying, oh, well, the NHL isn't judge and jury. The NHL shouldn't be the judge. The NHL sports leagues aren't cops. Sports leagues aren't right. there to punish people, punish the wicked. That's not what they're there for. But then when it's, you know, Greg Hardy, Ray Rice, Ray McDonald, it's, oh, well, why isn't Roger Goodell coming down harder on these guys? Well, which is it? Because Gary Bettman, buffoon that he is, being able to say unfounded, case closed, boom, we're moving on, especially after the district attorney came so close to calling the accuser a liar. He came just so close to calling her a liar. I have no problem with the verbiage. Of course, it could be nicer, and people are going to say, oh, this perpetuates rape culture and this silences victims and blah, 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 blah. But if this chick lied, all I want to know, I only want to ask people, is it possible that what they're saying, even if they don't know it for a fact,
right.
is it possible that what they're saying is true? That the allegations against Patrick Kane were unfounded?
Right.
Is it possible? And most people would probably say no.
Yeah.
But
that's fine. But yeah, no, I mean, words are strong. I mean, in this case, this has been a case where you look at the way people have used particular words
uh-huh.
throughout this entire case, whether the NHL is wrong in this one or if everybody's wrong and immediately jumping to rape and saying rape, right. rape, 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 when for a while there wasn't a rape. It became an investigation of that, but it started out but people jumped right away
mm-hmm.
to rape or whatever. So it's a very strong, so you just have to be, I don't know. People have to kind of chill out and right. like let things sort of do their thing
yeah,
before you immediately jump to pointing fingers one way or another or whatever. And I think a lot of people that have read the statement, I'm glad you brought up that DA statement, because a lot of the stuff that I saw throughout the day were people going, oh, so the NHL just concluded this or whatever. Oh, okay. So the NHL has decided that we're done here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, no. The DA said that. And they're just,
right.
they're sort of, and maybe that's the NHL. And we know the NHL's PR is not. It might have been a better idea to say, you know, here, what was this? Okay. Yeah, the determination by the not to pursue the charges And the NHL, along with the Erie County District Attorneys, has decided, you know what I mean? Like,
right, there's, no reason to charge.
I think the heaviness of it saying the NHL has determined unfounded has people going, ah, because people aren't doing their due diligence and looking it up and researching it.
And so, that was poor word choice. The NHL has determined.
I think that's it. And okay. We know the NHL is kind of weird about that. So
and
that's,
it
again,
is clunky wording because it's based on its review, including the determination made by the Erie County District Attorney. The NHL is concluded. Yeah, and those should probably be flipped.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I see as one of the issues there. And that's not probably what people are arguing about or getting pissed about, but that's something they could maybe, because if you don't do your research and don't look at what was going on, you sort of think that, okay, the Erie County said, yeah, we're not going to charge anything. And the NFL just goes, all right, well, we're good. Where it is that technically, but it's not the NHL making that determination. The NHL is not as you said, you were talking about it earlier, that's not their job to sort of.
Right.
They've took this, the Erie County did this investigation on and did everything. So they have declared that there's nothing here. And the NHL goes, okay, we go with you guys.
Yeah.
You got, this is your thing.
Right.
We play hockey. You investigate crimes. You say it's good. All right. We're good. Like, but and, yeah, that's, it is clunky wording. And I think that's where I get where people are a little upset, but people are going to find a reason to get upset one way or another about this. We know with all these stories and it's just,
people wanted so badly for Patrick Kane to have raped that girl.
Yeah.
And that's, what's weird is the complete lack of self-awareness, because the people that you see so very clearly wanting Patrick Kane to at least be charged with rape, what are you really hoping for here?
That is interesting.
You're hoping that a rape was actually committed. And now I'm not here to play like moral high ground, like, ha ha ha, I'm actually nicer than you. But in my world, I wanted Patrick Kane to be falsely accused.
Yeah, it's kind of a good thing that he didn't rape a woman.
Right, because that means no rape occurred.
Yeah.
Right?
I say that's better than
than hoping that he is guilty or at least charged, because that means that a rape occurred.
It's, yeah,
and that's good. Right, and okay, I guess I'm kind of semanticizing a bit, but
sure.
You know, this girl, even if she is a liar, she isn't raped. And I'd rather have her be a liar about sexual assault than raped.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I don't think you're a monster for
because
saying
Patrick
that.
Kane doesn't, it doesn't matter to Patrick Kane. Oh, his reputation's ruined. He's still the $80 million boy.
Yeah. And he doesn't care. He's an idiot. We know
he's
that.
He's out drunk in a bar right now.
And this has nothing
now,
to do with, we know he's an idiot. We know he's a dumbass.
Like, he is a, right, documented, history,
yeah,
idiot, just a dumbass.
He's
this okay.
This is nothing to him.
This is,
he doesn't care. Okay. Whatever.
All right, let's go to my penthouse in Trump Tower and blah, 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 blah.
But I'm with you. It's a good thing that this woman's a liar, not a sexual assault victim or a survivor. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah, that.
I would much rather her be a liar than a victim of sexual, an actual victim of sexual assault.
Yeah, that's.
Rather than
apparently, that's a hot take.
So the hot take, right? Yeah, wow, how dare you?
Yeah,
I guess. But now people can cry about rape culture and blah, blah, blah.
It's
blah,
never,
blah.
I mean, in sports, it's never going to truly end. I mean, and that's it. The
because there
that,
are guys that rape people.
Right. And that's what I was going to say is like, we, on this entire, like almost every episode of this podcast, we've mentioned something about that. And it's because a lot of them were not, like this case was, you know, founded. There wasn't much evidence there.
Right.
But there has been so many that are, that it's like, that's what sucks about it is that it's just, it's never going to go away because there's so many of these that's just sort of maybe beyond the sort of the quote unquote rape culture, whatever. The way sports figures sort of,
right,
professional sports athletes in general too, sort of, they have their own sort of. I don't think what they do really. I'm trying to figure out the right way to say it, is their actions. I don't know if represent the general population in terms of what you would consider rape culture. I would say they have probably a higher propensity of committing things that you could call that or get near there, just because. That's sort of the way they've been. Like you and I.
We're insulated locker room mentality and the
just the way they've been brought up is you're the golden child, you're great, you do everything, you have everything you want, what do you want, there you go there's that you go to college campuses, like let's you don't think any guy, any five-star recruit that goes to any college campus that recruiter that
no if they're unofficial visits, yeah, they course. Have to pay for their gas, their hotel rooms,
right,
and all
exactly.
their meals, okay,
and that's the bad part about that is that and these coaches, and they know goddamn well they do it because everyone sort of laughs about it afterwards. And it's like,
$100 handshakes.
That's not funny. Like that you find a bunch of hot girls and go, hey, that guy's a really good football player. Show him a good time. Take him around the parties and do all that. You know,
yeah,
that's disgusting. It's awful, but they're good at X sport. So,
okay.
And they can make you money and revenue. So I think that's way more. Whereas, say we get hired for a job. I think I better go interview, and they go, that guy's a good candidate. You know what we're going to do? We're gonna take him to the office. Yeah, you go take him out and party him and do all that. Nobody does that for me. They're like, here's like your meager amounts of money. Do you want it? And I'm like, I don't really have another job, so I'll take it. Like,
I guess so. Although, you know what? If we get hired at a radio station, I would hope that happens, right? No.
It's not going to happen.
No, it's not. No. Well.
Like, we'll give you, like, you can use the coffee machines, like, on an odd number of days. I'm like, ah, that works for me.
All right, cool. Yeah, where's our sign? Yeah, hell
that's,
yeah,
that's
baby.
Cool. I like coffee. That's fine.
Yeah, and I think a little bit of it also is that the sports media in general is undergoing a bit of a changing of the guard, where sports media has kind of been insulated for a while from the, progressive movement, like political media,
yeah,
social media has quickly been not fallen prey to, but been, you know, changing with the times and become more progressive and liberal. Sports media hasn't always had that because it's been a lot of old people that control the news. They are the gatekeepers.
Mostly old white dudes.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But now with Twitter, social media, blogs, and now online digital-only publications gaining notoriety, now there's new people with new ideas.
Right. You don't have to get hired by a newspaper, which we don't need you for columns because we have this 80-year-old bag that just writes these terrible takes about like how things used to be better in the 40s or whatever, and now it sucks or whatever.
We'll have one of those on the next show.
Exactly. You can rise to prominence as whoever. It doesn't matter what you are. You can write your own stupid little blog on WordPress, and if it gets enough notoriety, if you're a good enough writer, people start following you and listening to you and doing that. That never happened before. It's not like there was a bunch of progressive guys that decided to get together their own newspaper and go, you know what?
We're going to be the liberal sports outlet. Right. That's what we're going to do.
Who's buying your paper? Who's reading your paper? How are you publishing your paper? Now I publish my own thing. I go to Deadspin. I go to any number of Grantland was huge about that as well. So I think, it absolutely is that way. So it's a big change in the guard.
We're going to be seeing more liberal, progressive ideas, and the idea of rape culture and all this stuff. Those are progressive ideas. The important thing is to vet those ideas and be skeptical if you have to.
Right.
But if you're also a sports fan, here's the thing. All right, listen, guys. I love being contrarian as much as anybody else. I love twisting the tail of regressive liberals that are like, you know, stop saying we need safe spaces and blah, 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 and don't tell me things that trigger me because that's violating my rights, etc. I love twisting their tails, making fun of them, ha, 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 yuck it up. If you want to be taken seriously, don't go to the women that say things you don't like and call them a bitch. Don't call them a cunt. Don't call them fat and ugly and stupid. Say, hey, I disagree with this idea.
Yeah, start a dialogue, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're being hypocritical about this and blah, 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 blah. They'll probably block you anyway and cry and cry and cry. But the important thing is even if you say just a, you know, gender neutral, if you just say fuck, shit, cocksucker, whatever. Well, I guess, cocksucker is gender neutral. But as soon as you do that, you're one of those people. Don't do that.
And why are you one of those people? Who cares? Like, and that's the thing. And male, female doesn't matter. I mean, if there's an article, and I read plenty of terrible sports articles and argue with the and go, this guy's
you are
an idiot.
Listening to a terrible sports show.
Where and I have started dialogue with those people. I've said, hey, this is dumb. Here's why you're dumb. Here's this take that you had, and this is why it's stupid or whatever. Uh-huh. That is so much more rewarding than going, you're dumb as fuck. And like,
you stupid bitch.
Like, what does that do for you? Like, it could be male, female, man, woman, whatever the hell it is. It doesn't matter. Like, just be better about, why are you on?
Be good to each other, people.
We have this tool that allows us to like interact with anybody that we want. And you choose to go, this article's stupid. You're dumb. Like, you know
what I mean?
You
suck. Fuck you. Piss off. Yeah.
Like, or like my favorite is like, who cares? Or like,
stick to sports.
That's my favorite is like, you see an article and it's like, Calvin Johnson set 27 records or whatever. And then you have the first seven people like, who cares? And it's like, why are you commenting on it? Like,
I don't know.
Just don't comment on it then if you don't care. Like, you don't have to care. No one's having, there's no gun at your head that goes, give an opinion about this right now. But that's sort of the culture we live in is like, you're instantly like, oh, I got to react to this. How do I react? Like,
yeah, well.
There you go.
Gotta love the internet, social media.
Yeah, I hate it all. Burn it all to the ground.
And break the walls down. Break the walls down.
No, you were going to say that. Go.
I don't know
what the actual lyrics are. Yeah.
Jericho. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's all.
All right. This episode of the KMP show has brought... Are we still doing Stance?
Yeah.
Yeah. This episode of the KMP show has been brought to you by Stance,
our lovely sponsor. Damn. Do we have to? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. By breathing life into something that had been previously overlooked,
they got cool socks.
Stance has ignited a movement of art and self-expression that has drawn athletes, performers, and iconic cultural influencers to the Stance brand. Stance is now the official sock of the NBA, and we will be unveiling their first line of underwear this year. Get yourself some slick footwear and comfortable underwear at voicesofwrestling.com/stance. That's voicesofwrestling.com/stance. That'll do it for this episode of the KMP Show. For Rich Craich, I am John Playtech. Be sure to check us out at KANDP Show on Twitter. Check out the Audio Boom feed at KMPShow.com. Search the show on iTunes at KANDP Show. You can follow me on Twitter at John's Voices. For Rich Craich, John Playtech, thank you guys for joining. This is the KMP Show. We'll check you next time. We are out. Bye.